about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a lot to talk about. It sounds like married couples are considering divorce to save hundreds of dollars a month on Obamacare costs. Remember we talked about how when Obama first came into power years ago, couples were figuring out that if they divorced, they'd be taxed less because of the combined income versus the individual incomes? All right, looks like we're having that also now happen with Obamacare. I think it's ridiculous to go through a divorce just for that, but already the concept of marriage seems to be falling apart where many people aren't getting married and living together. I mean, no wonder we see this progression. And it's a shame, but we'll talk about that. We're also talking about how a boy who had been cured of peanut allergy had undergone possibly or will undergo a bone marrow transplant. Could that be a potential cure for peanut allergy? And then there's something called the corset diet, where women are wearing very, very tight underwear and corsets to kind of act like one of these lap bands so that they don't really feel the desire to eat because they think it's pushing their stomach in, and having that pressure on the stomach will cause them to not want to eat. And it's called the corset diet. We'll talk about that and why that's dangerous. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, my gosh, I don't even know where to start. I'm having a little problem with my computer right now, as usual. And that just is, man, you know, I know it's Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you again to our servicemen and women and all who have sacrificed. I don't have a problem. If my computer doesn't want to work today because it's observing, I get that. It's allowed to. Over the break, Michelle had told me that for lullabies, she sings Whitney Houston. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is in the prior hour, we talked about how the lullabies are going away, the Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, etc. And instead, parents are singing songs, pop songs to their kids, right? And where, you know, these kids maybe are not going to be really recognizing the whole Mary Had a Little Lamb, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. See, here's my thing, like Ring Around the Rosie. Ring Around the Rosie, Pocket Full of Posy, Ashes, Ashes, They All Fall Down. Okay, well, that's something that has to do with the bubonic plague, right? Years ago. Plague. And the posies and the ashes, and we talked about how some of these old songs would relate to that. So that's really not a very lovey-dovey type of, you know, song to begin with. So I used to just sing pop songs, too. I'd actually sing a lot of the 50s stuff, like, you know, Platters, because I needed something very kind of smooth and soothing. You know, I couldn't really sing Smack My Witch Up. You know, I couldn't sing that song, even though they don't use the word witch, but you know what I'm saying. But this is very interesting. In this study, these are the top songs that people are using to sing to their babies to put them asleep. The top songs for lullabies. One is Bruno Mars's Just the Way You Are, right? Love You Just the Way You Are. That one, Adele, Someone Like You. Rihanna, Umbrella, Robbie Williams, Angels, Rihanna, Diamonds, right? Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine, Oasis, Wonderwall, Taylor Swift, I Knew You Were in Trouble, Christina Aguilera, Beautiful. I like that song, Beautiful. That's kind of hard to sing, right? But still, McFly, It's All About You, Whitney Houston, I'll Always Love You. Again, another, you guys got to remember, because if you try to hit that note in the end, right, you know, but if you do that off key, baby's going to wake up, so you got to be careful. Labyrinth Feet, Amelie Sande, Beneath Your Beautiful, I apologize if I mispronounced that. Bryan Adams, Everything I Do It For You. I don't know the words to that. Emily Sandy, Next to Me. Next to Me, Next to Me. I think I know the one, You Two, With or Without You. With or Without You. I got that. Adele, Skyfall. Goat Ye, somebody I used to know. I know the song. I don't know how to pronounce the name of the band. Take That, Back for Good. Patience, Take That. And Professor Greenfeet, Emily Sandy, Read All About It. Okay. So those are the top lullabies now. Get used to it. And I said, you might as well also take advantage of some of the, jingles from the, like the 80s, right? Like, where we're moving on up, right? I sing that to the kids. I also sung the Happy Days song. You know, that's the problem with TV shows now. You know, you don't really have any jingles. Okay, remember this one? Da 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 da, right? That was MacGyver. You guys remember MacGyver, right? What about this one? Just a good old boys, right? Okay, Dukes of Hazzard. You can sing Dukes of Hazzard, right? What else? Dallas. Da 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 da. Why don't we have that? I don't think Breaking Bad even had a tune. Walking Dead may be a little bit of a tune. I just don't know what that is. I remember the MTV tune. Da 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 da. You know, so I remember that. I don't know, I think the 80s was great when it came to these tunes. Facts of Life. Remember we all used to, you know, sing the Facts of Life? You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have. I remember my mom wouldn't let me see the show. She's like, I'm not going to let you see the Facts of Life. That's grown up. I'm like, Mom, it's not grown up. Now, and I guess I didn't realize that Facts of Life meant the Facts of Life like the birds and the bees. So she wouldn't let me see that originally. And then, you know, when I turned 18, she let me do that. Moonlighting, some fly by night, some fly by day. Okay, I don't know. I know that's off key. But anyway, I didn't want to put my kids to sleep. I just wanted to sing, right? Okay. Now, let's move on. 1-877-TALI, 1-877-DOCDAI. Uh-oh, we're coming to break. Did I put you all to sleep? Right? With, I don't know the Falcon Crest song. I'm sorry. No, I don't know that one. Yeah, the MacGyver song I like because I'm starting to watch, oh, the What's Happening reruns. There's a lot of What's Happening reruns. I've been taping those. I've been watching those. We're going to be coming back on break. When we come back, all right, you may think my husband wants to divorce me because of my voice, but married couples are considering divorcing more and more to save hundreds of dollars a month on Medicare costs. We'll talk about that. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is, right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So apparently this Typhoon Haiyan has killed, from what we believe, over 10,000 people. According to this one article from BusinessWeek.com, they say this could be several times worse for the Philippines economy than Superstorm Sandy was for the U.S. They say losses will be between $12 billion to $15 billion, or about 5% of economic output in the island nation. You know, what people forget is not only do you have the catastrophe and the tragedy of all those lives lost, 10,000 people, right? But those lucky to be alive. And we're sending hearts and prayers to those suffering in this time, still have a much longer aftermath. It's not over when the storm leaves. Okay, we still have Becky struggling from Superstorm Sandy. They say a $12 billion storm is not that bad here in the U.S., but according to the Philippine Islands, Charles Watson, Director of Research and Development at Kinetic Analysis Corp., a disaster modeling firm, he said this could be catastrophic. They say scaling losses based on output highlights the disparity of disaster costs between developing nations and more mature economies. They say losses from earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes in places like Japan and U.S. can, I guess, be larger in absolute terms, he says, but countries more capable of absorbing them and carrying more insurance to help rebuild. But they say about 10% to 50% of the total loss in the Philippines to be insured. So you're looking at possibly 85 to 90% of people not having the insurance. All right, when it came to Hurricane Sandy, they said only 50% had insurance. It caused around $50 billion in economic damage. They say other natural disasters show the same pattern. They say in 2010, earthquake in Chile caused about $18 billion in damage. It represented 7.5% of that country's output. In contrast, the earthquake and tsunami in Japan resulted in $320 billion in losses, or 6% of the country's GDP. And again, I mean, as they find more victims, again, we cannot underestimate the horrific impact of the tragedy that happened to the Philippines, but we're also going to see for probably years to come the economic impact as well. And again, our hearts and prayers are sent to those who are suffering during this time. Now, in Fox Health section, they have a report on how to help the victims of the Philippine typhoon. From what we understand, the World Food Program is working to bring food to refugees around the world. All right, they are mobilizing quickly to send to those in the Philippines. You also have the Philippine Red Cross has deployed assessment rescue relief teams to evaluate the damage from the typhoon and to support rescue efforts. You also got the American Red Cross, which responds to about 70,000 natural and man-made disasters every year. They are also accepting donations to help people affected by the typhoon. Donations can be made in honor or in memory of an individual as well. Please go to their website, American Red Cross. We also have AmeriCares. This is a nonprofit emergency response and global health organization. Apparently, it delivers medical and humanitarian aid to people in need worldwide in times of epic disaster and daily struggle. Salvation Army is accepting donations specifically for Typhoon Haiyan. According to the Salvation Army statement, cash donations allow disaster responders to immediately meet the specific needs of disaster survivors without incurring many of the costs they need to sort, pack, transport, and distribute donated goods. The relief services are funded entirely by donors. The Salvation Army says it uses 100% of all donations to support disaster relief operations. There was a lot of concern with Hurricane Sandy, why people couldn't donate actual clothes, canned goods. We'll talk about that in a second. Mercy Corps, deploying emergency responders to the Philippines, we'll be working with partners on the ground to meet the urgent needs, they say, of the survivors, etc. They say donations will help survivors meet their basic needs. Then the International Rescue Committee has dispatched an emergency team to the Philippines to respond to basic safe water, hygiene, sanitation, etc. You have the American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee. They've been collecting funds. You have the Filipino Jewish Community, global partners to assess the unfolding situation. And then I guess you also have the Jewish, the JDC has also provided relief, et cetera, in Haiti, Japan, South Asia, et cetera. So Fox kind of lists a bunch of these. But this has been a concern about many of you. Apparently a lot of reports have surfaced that you have certain organizations or charities out there that pocket a lot of the money, and a very tiny percent actually gets shipped out. And, you know, last year when we were dealing with Hurricane Sandy, I had immediately in my area started a food drive. My kids were involved. We got the schools involved. So we had a food drive, canned food, clothing, and we couldn't find anybody who wanted it. Nobody wanted it. Red Cross couldn't take it. Salvation Army couldn't take it. They said, we need the money. Send the money. Now, I understand why. On their end, Red Cross and all the wonderful things they do in Salvation Army, I get that. Okay? All right. They, if you donated money, then they can in turn go to a nearby Walmart, back east, etc., buy the goods that they need, etc. The problem is there's a lot of people do not, I guess, get quickly rallied by the money donations, and some of them, when they hear, know that they'd rather take the money instead. These people give up. They think, well, the money's going to go into somebody's pocket, et cetera. And I think many of us have had an experience with a charity I did. There was a charity years ago when I was in college, and I remember barely scraping $20 together. And I was eating potatoes and top ramen for meals, and I was able to scrape $20 together for a donation. And the gentleman that came in, I don't want to name the company, said, yeah, he's actually on company time, going to, you know, make a jaunt down to Phoenix to see his dad before he heads over to the next state. And I'm like, you know how hard it was for me to come up with this $20? This was 20-some years ago, to give to this donation when I was poor. Right? And I was sharing an apartment with multiple people and, you know, no air conditioning in my clunker car. And, you know, I'm putting this money together, and he's using my money, right, whether it's indirectly or directly, to jaunt over to his dad in another state, right, and be able to take his dad to dinner. I thought that was bullcrap. And so I think a lot of us had seen with certain organizations that there was a lot of waste of the money. I think we see in a lot of organizations, even healthcare, a lot of waste of the money. So when Hurricane Sandy hit, we had a bunch of people say, look, I got a whole bunch of clothes, I got a whole bunch of canned foods, let me donate. Now, I got to admit, I mean, that's really valuable stuff. But then we couldn't find anybody who wanted to take it. Now, in defense of some of these major charity organizations, in light of all the terrorist activity, I can understand how many of them are not equipped to deal with an unmarked box that has some clanging around in it, and for them to inspect and take on the liability of the food that could be inside or any of the metal. You know, I mean, I get that. Okay? I mean, you would think that we lived in a society where somebody could take a bunch of stuff from their house, give it to another person, and everything would be fine. But that's not the case. If a place like American Red Cross or Salvation Army hands somebody a bunch of food that didn't come from a source that they could have screened, then now they're liable. Not to mention, what if some terrorist decides to, you know, rig the box with explosives or some chemical, shall we say? So the problem we have is it really is easier for these companies to just get the money. Unfortunately, a lot of people are like, well, I don't have money. I can empty out my cupboard, and we could do the food drive. I mean, we've always done well with food drives. Anytime schools, and I went to 12 schools, every time there was a food drive, we made that work. Even my parents, being as poor as we could still always find a can of tuna. We could still always pull some pet food. We could still pull some soups. We made this work. And so, you know, don't lose hope. There are still many charities that could benefit from your local giving. And I suggest you do that. You know, I think I called Goodwill and I told them, look, we have all this stuff for Hurricane Sandy. And they said, you know, sometimes what could happen is if you help the Goodwill in your city, then they don't have to send as much resources, or they could then send more resources to back east because you guys are keeping the particular city's, you know, solvent or whatever. So it all, in essence, does help. But I get the turn off. I get it. It's tough. You know, we want to pull together. We had somebody bring a truckload. They actually had a truckload of stuff from their neighbors. That was flipping phenomenal. Now, luckily, we did find a church back east, and somebody had packaged everything up for us. They got UPS to pay for the shipping, and they got everything shipped to a church back east, and then the church distributed it. But, you know, it's got to be easier than that. If not, in the meantime, just send money. Okay? Because the Red Cross could use it. The Salvation Army could use it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so there's a couple who has kind of been talked about in the news who are now considering divorce because of Obamacare. And before you guys say, oh, come on, this is overly dramatic, well, you got to hear this, okay? Apparently, this is a Brooklyn couple, Nona Wilness Aronowitz and Aaron Quesada. They were recently featured on a CBS News segment, and they would not qualify for subsidies under the Affordable Care Act because they make a combined income of more than $62,000. These costs include monthly premium and out-of-pocket costs for things like copay, deductibles, out-of-pocket medical expenses, etc. If the couple were to divorce, Nona and Aaron could save hundreds of dollars each month on these costs. All right? If they divorce but live together, they could earn $90,000. and still qualify for Obamacare subsidies. Now, some of they don't really have employer-based health insurance because I guess they do freelance type of work. So according to an article in The Atlantic, Nona was laid off from her full-time editorial position that had included health care, which covered herself and her husband. After that, Nona had to join a pricey Cobra plan. Remember when Cobra would cost $500 a month and we would freak out? Huh, a $500 a month plan sounds good right about now compared to what we're seeing. All right. Aaron is also a freelancer. He works in the film industry. At one point in their four-year marriage, Nona was covered under a health care plan he had as a full-time employee. Now Aaron is working freelance, and the Cobra is too expensive to cover him, so now he's currently uninsured. Now, according to Kaiser Family Foundation in Daily Mail, 15.4% of married couples were uninsured in 2012. Adults who are not married but living together have a 33, almost double, or more than double, chance of being uninsured. The number of uninsured single adult Americans living together is much higher because as a married couple, you have two gateways to health insurance as opposed to one. Yet, they look in our case, it would be worth them getting divorced. Okay? Now, I would not urge this at all, but this is not a unique subject to this. Okay? We are finding that single unmarried people appear to do better than married couples. There's this assumption the government has that if you are an employer or if you are married, or if you are a little older, you are financially stable. And I don't know where they got that. I have no idea where they got that. Now, maybe they're thinking that if a couple, that if a couple was having financial problems, they would break up anyway. So they probably think if a couple is staying together, they probably don't have financial woes. I don't know what the hell they're thinking. Okay? But what I want to know is who's paying for these subsidies? And when you and I, okay, can't afford the health insurance, yet our taxpayers are going to somebody else having health insurance, we're going to start to see a lot of ticked off citizens. Okay? I'm excited to insure kids. I think children should be covered. I think our poor, I think our veterans, I think I would love everybody to have insurance. But everybody, when you start to ask people that don't have to give so others do have, you're going to have a problem. Government had a problem asking people that had to give more. Now we're going to look at people that don't have, and they're being asked to give so other people have, and it's not going to go well. This is just simple economics. A kindergartner could figure this out. Okay, and I'm not saying it's because we're selfish. Now, a lot of us, especially around Christmas time, we feel blessed. And I think many of us will agree we have more than other people, and so we do our best to give. And we do year after year, throughout the year even. And I'm glad there's many of us out there. Okay, but you could only feed somebody else if you're not starving to death. So if you don't have health insurance yourself, and then you come up with some calamity, and now you can't afford to take care of yourself, now you're on the government dime. So if you're even lucky enough to qualify, but if they think you're married, maybe not. So we're kind of falling under this cycle where we are going to have an extremely dependent country, dependent on the government, dependent on the government treasury. And we talked about that scholar in the 1500s that had talked about how most democracies only last 250 years, if that, because eventually too many people live off of the government treasury. He's not talking about America, he's talking about other countries. And then once the country starts demanding more and more, a dictator can easily take over. The dictator feeds everybody, they feed them meagerly. Eventually people revolt. They revolt, take over the democracy again, and there we go. Alright? And we could be very scarily running into that. Where we could very easily have some sort of dictatorship take over because we're all gonna be screwed. And we're gonna need somebody to come in saying, look guys, I gotcha. I'll make sure you all have health insurance. I'll make sure you all are fed, but you're going to have to be socialized to make that happen. And we'll be like, well, it's better than nothing, and that's how it becomes. That's how the cycle goes. So this is a very, very scary time. So there's one story of a couple divorcing. I can understand why some of you aren't really giving it a lot of thought. Okay, you know, that's one couple having their problems, and if together, you know, they make $60,000+, that's still more than a lot of people out there make, all right? But a lot of us don't have health insurance. And the one thing that Americans don't like is to be promised to and then lose what they get promised. And another thing we don't like is somebody making promises to everybody that they can't keep. So then when they try to keep, they got to squeeze us even more. And this is scary. Now, one conversation a lot of you have had with me as a doctor, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, is if your health insurance plan is now starting to look like you have a $5,000 deductible, or like my husband and I are going to be dealing with a $6,500 deductible, when is that health insurance versus when is it catastrophic insurance? Now, that's a good question, because we always thought that you could have a $250 deductible or a $500 deductible, which sucked, mind you, but then insurance would kick in. Yet a catastrophic plan was something with like a $2,000 deductible, and that it basically would only kick in if you had something really expensive happen to you. Well, a $2,000 deductible sounds good right about now, doesn't it? We're losing our $2,500 deductible crappy plan for something that's going to be $6,500. Well, at that point, maybe that's not health insurance. And then maybe you want to just go for the catastrophic plan. I mean, this is some pretty scary stuff right now. And people say, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you doctors are loving it, right? What are you complaining about? You guys are going to have tons of patients coming in, and no, we aren't. Okay, number one is I like to look at the greater good. Number two is if everybody has $6,500 deductibles, how many times do you think they're going to want to come to the doctor? And mind you, many people go to the doctor, and then they don't pay their bill. So if they see the doctor, you run it through the insurance comes back saying patient pays, and the doctor can't get the money, now the doctor's going out of business. So economically, we're screwed. Now, in the news they were talking about today, what is the economic impact of people not signing up for Obamacare? Well, it's huge. I mean, if you don't have healthy dollars going into the system because nobody wants to buy a $6,500 deductible plan, then these insurance companies are not going to be able to take care of the sick. So we really need to revise this whole thing. Or throw it out. And I don't think we should stall it. Okay, we know the plan stinks. Don't stall it. Okay? Let's see what we've done. Let's see the damage caused. And then throw it out and repair it. Problem is I don't think we can get the insurance companies to go back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI, and a big shout out to our, our veterans out there. We can't thank you enough for what you've done for us and the families and all your sacrifice. And I really hope that a day like today or this week or throughout the year, you are definitely getting the love and honors that you deserve. We really thank you, especially those of us here at the Dr. Dahlia Show. We can't do enough for you. Now, two Gonzaga students, I guess Gonzaga University, have, I believe, put two students on probation. This is being reported by ABC News because they used a gun to drive an intruder from their apartment. Apparently, Gonzaga is a Jesuit institution dedicated to thoughtful evaluation of complex social issues. President Thane McCullough said in a weekend statement, they will use the incident to re-examine its policy. Now, the university informed the students Eric Fagan, 21, and Daniel McIntosh, 23, over the weekend that they were on probation and could be suspended or expelled for any more violations of the Spokane University's code of conduct. It's in Washington. I know. I thank God they told the city because I was trying to figure out where it was from. Anyway, yeah, you see how I tried to act like I knew? Yeah, isn't that smooth? Ah, Spokane, Washington. Yeah, see, yeah, I shouldn't have known that, really. They say that they should consider student safety above all else. Now, according to the lawyer, Dean Cheng, he said, we're glad that it didn't have to end in tragedy for them to consider changing the policy there. Our boys were armed and stopped a home invasion here. Apparently, a homeless man had come to the door October 24th demanding money and trying to force his way inside. Fagan offered the man a blanket and a can of food but refused to hand over any cash. The man became agitated and combative. Fagan shouted for McIntosh, who came downstairs holding a loaded 10-millimeter Glock. I draw on him. As soon as he sees me, he's decided he doesn't want to deal with me, so he takes off. The men called the police and campus security. Fagan has a concealed weapons permit. Campus security returned the next day and confiscated the gun. Confiscated McIntosh's Glock and Fagan's shotgun, which he uses for hunting and sport shooting. The men say the guns were seized illegally. Hell yeah! And are seeking to have them returned. According to ABC News, they say they are glad they weren't expelled, but they are appealing their probation because they don't want the sanction on their school records. Now, from what we understand, students are not allowed to have guns in their homes if they live on campus or in a university-owned apartment. The University Discipline Board on Friday found Fagan and McIntosh responsible for two violations, possessing weapons on school grounds, and putting others in danger by the use of weapons. The man who went to their door apparently was a six-time felon, John M. Taylor, 29 years old. His crimes have included riot with a deadly weapon, possession of an uncontrolled substance, and unlawful imprisonment. Officers responding to the initial report of the residential burglary found him in the area. He was jailed on an arrest warrant from the State Department of Corrections. Typically, that means a person under department supervision has violated terms of release. So, did these boys possibly save their own lives? And should they be punished for violating university rules? Now, you know, we always have to be devil's advocate with this because there's always two sides, okay? All right? I mean, does a university need to have a no-gun zone policy? And, I mean, I think I remember when I lived in the dorms, when I went to school, you couldn't have a weapon. I remember that. I wasn't a concealed carry at the time. I didn't think much of it. Now that I'm very comfortable with guns and I'm applying for my own concealed carry, to me and my husband's concealed carry, et cetera, it would be a lot more relevant to me now than it was during college time. But they were able to deter this guy because one of them had a Glock. And he was able to leave. I mean, trying to force entry. They offered a blanket. They offered food. Okay? And no, he wanted to still come in. Well, that's dangerous. He could have even shot them at the door. So showing a gun and him leaving? I mean, when you go for your concealed weapons training, that's what they teach you. They teach you, you know, don't pretend. Don't use somebody else's gun and pretend like you know what you're doing. I mean, you know, if you're trained at it, sometimes you could deter a lot of crime, but be ready to use it, okay? You don't dink around. You don't just wave it around, okay? If you think you're in danger, you show it, and you'll be ready. And so what they did, if it did save their lives, would then be allowed under their constitutional rights. Now, does the university have the right to illegally seize your firearm? That's a subject that I think is going to be a huge discussion. All right. Are there allowed to be gun-free zones? And then you lose your weapon based on you having a weapon in this gun-free zone, even when you were using it to protect yourself. I mean, it's one of these things where, I mean, it's not an easy subject. Okay. It's not. Yeah, and then, you know, some people will say, well, Dolly, of course college campuses can't allow college students with guns. College students get drunk, they do drugs. You can't have them having weapons. I want my kid going to a gun-free zone. I get that. And I think you have a right as an American citizen to choose going somewhere to school that has certain rules in place. I think certain private institutions can have rules like dress codes. I think dress codes are constitutional. If it's a public university, no. But if it's a private university and a private school wants to have a dress code, I think they're allowed to do it when it's private. So, this is going to be a very passionate debate, and it'll be interesting to see what happens, but I don't think these boys should be suspended, okay? They protected themselves, they saved their lives, cut them some slack. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I apologize, we're having some major computer issues. I think we have some wireless internet problems. So if I'm saying a little bit more than I am, it's because all I'm seeing is the stupid hourglass or the little thing kind of circle around. But in terms of other stories today, we had talked about how soda could put you at risk for kidney disease. We talked about how steaming your broccoli could probably be a healthier form of eating broccoli. And if not, if you oversteamed or overcooked your broccoli, then kind of mix it with some other foods like mustard, other cruciferous vegetables, coleslaw, to keep yourself healthy. There's been some concern that an Ohio convicted killer has donated his organs. Apparently an Ohio child killer scheduled for execution in 3 days has asked that his organs be donated to help his mother and sister. Okay, many times people are concerned where they got the organs from, right? All organs are still screened for STDs, whether they come from a criminal or a non-criminal, right? But lawyers for death row inmate Ronald Phillips say in a letter to the Ohio Prisons Agency that Phillips will also be willing to donate the organs to other individuals. Apparently he faces execution for using, I guess, he's being executed by a never-tried two-drug combination, a sedative and painkiller. We need to talk about that. We had talked about a couple years ago on the show what they use for execution and the drugs. I'm not going to go into all the stuff he did, but apparently his mother has kidney disease and is on dialysis. Sister has a heart condition. He was sentenced to die for the rape and death of his girlfriend's three-year-old daughter in Akron back in 1993. You know, you kind of wonder why. Somebody commits a crime in 1993, 20 years later they're still alive, and now they're getting the death penalty. What is going on? Why are these people in our prison system so long? If they're going to get the death penalty, you get the death penalty. I don't understand. I mean, unless you don't have the death penalty and then you violate parole. I don't get that. All right, anyway, cannot wait to talk to you again tomorrow. You all have a safe rest of the day. And again, God bless our troops and those who have served. See you tomorrow.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.